these scripture passages that are set out for us this Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter, the eighth day after the resurrection, the season still of Easter, where we live and celebrate the resurrection, these readings laid for out for us this Sunday, to me, are so inspiring. Jesus comes and stands in the midst of his disciples. He could stand in the midst of all of us. And I would say he does. He stands in the midst of all of us and says, "Peace be with you." This is the Prince of Peace. This is the one who gave peace and comfort to those who were afflicted. This is the one who gave peace as he released the prisoners and all of those who were enslaved. This is the one who gave peace as he gave sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf and speech to the mute. This is the one who gave peace inside the hearts of so many troubled people. And he gives peace to you and to me. He says, "Peace be with you." And he gave it to his disciples, and his disciples gave it to other disciples. John, the one who wrote this gospel, John, the one who wrote the letter that we read, same John, the beloved disciple, the apostle, received this peace, and he lived in such a way that he had this peace and he gave it to others. He was able to, as a spiritual father, say, "My little children, I want you to not sin, but have peace." Jesus, who stood in the midst and breathed on them and said, "The sins that you forgive are forgiven." John received that forgiveness. He received that spirit. And he said to his children, "My little children, I write these things to you so that you may not sin." So that we can live in righteousness. So that we can have joy. Remember that line in there? We walk in the light. He is the light. He's writing these things so that our joy may be complete. So the man who was joy, who brought happiness to prisoners, happiness to the blind, happiness to those who were lame, the happiness to all of those who were oppressed, same one who gave peace to them. He who was joy, he who manifested joy as he came out of the tomb and appeared to Mary. "Rabboni," she says. She had peace. She had joy. She was in that upper room. She received that peace and received that joy. And we can receive that joy. We can receive life. We can receive hope. We can receive love if we place ourselves in the presence of the resurrected Lord. And in doing so, we meet he who was love, he who was peace and joy, as I said, he who is light, as John wrote. He was the light. And in living with him and receiving him, we receive the light. I've got this bright light, this gold behind me, because I want us to live in that light, and I want us to bring this light and this joy and this hope, yellow being the comfort, the color of hope and of joy. And I want us to live that way so that we can bring it to others. Greatness begets greatness. Jesus' life inspired those who encountered him, his disciples, his apostles, who likewise went out and inspired all of those who saw him. Passed through the generations, 2,000 years worth of believers to you and to me, so that we can be inspired by these same stories, by these same miracles, by the same promises, that we can be inspired so that we can inspire others. We can be enlightened so that we can enlighten others. We can have joy so that we can bring joy to others. What motivates us? What inspires us? Does Jesus, does our faith in the resurrected Lord inspire us and motivate us? Does it give us that which we desire of peace and joy and hope and comfort? I was reminded today as I was reflecting on this and working with Scott, my son, We were talking earlier this week about that, and I remembered a story in the congregation that I served when I was in the seminary. It was St. Bridget's down River Falls. We made a fairly, well, like we do here at Salem, we spend some time sharing with one another the gift of peace. And it's not just a greeting, hi, good morning, how are you? It is a gift of peace. We give the peace of somebody who believes to the peace of somebody who is struggling, or to the person who is struggling. And this happened to me in River Falls one time. I went and I shared the sign of peace with a lady who I'd never met before. And I think I've shared this story a time here before too. I said, peace be with you. And she was startled, and she said, and also with you. But she came up to me after the service and said, I was startled because of the way in which you imparted peace. And I said, I'm not sure. I mean, I shared with you the sign of peace as I would anyone else. She said, yes, but it wasn't just simply a handshake. Or, I mean, you looked at me, you took my hand, and you gave me the gift of peace. You have the peace of the Lord inside of you, Rob. And you shared that peace with me. So thank you. I hope that my presence is able to give peace. I hope that my light is able to shine a light on others, that I can bring joy to them. And I realized this last week that I haven't been living that way. I need to live as a person of the resurrection because Jesus inspires me to live this way. And then in living this way, I hope I can inspire you and others. And I hope that you can live this way so you can inspire others. Why do you believe? They say. No, that's not the way it should be. It should say, it's almost like, I want to believe because you live in a way that causes me to want to believe. I want to have what you have. I want to experience what you experience. I want to believe what you believe because I can tell that that is what makes a difference in your life. So, who and what inspires you? Who and what motivates you? Is it your Lord, your resurrected Lord, and the graces that come through Him by believing in Him? I hope and pray that this Easter season you can be inspired by Him, He who is the resurrection, your resurrected Lord, your teacher, Rabboni, and that in being inspired by Him, you lead a life that inspires others, that His greatness, the greatness of His followers, can bring greatness into your life and the life of this world, so that our joy may be complete, so that we may have life and we may have it to the fullest, so that we can experience the kingdom of God here on earth and everlasting. It's my prayer for you this Easter season. God bless each of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Being so inspired, give thanks to the Lord. Our next hymn is Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. I do give thanks to Him, for He has changed my life, and He has changed it for the better. Have a great week, everybody. Goodbye.